Welcome back to New Entry Wrestling Podcast. I am your host, Ian, with my co-host, Ever. What it do, baby?
Hey, and hey, listeners. For those who are tuning in, please hit that like, subscribe. You're listening to us on Spotify, hit that 5 stars and a follow. For this episode, we'll be talking about the fallout of the Royal Rumble. Bayley, in a well-deserved Royal Rumble win, is going to challenge Rhea Ripley at WrestleMania, or is she?
Ooh. Cody Rhodes back-to-back Royal Rumble wins, Reigns versus Rhodes 2 at WrestleMania, but this time in an Iron Man match? Or is he going to go after Seth freaking Rollins? Well, let's talk wrestling. Yo, what up, Ever? And what's up, listeners?
Hey
Welcome
man.
back.
Yep.
Ever? It's been a while since I saw you. I know we got sick and tired of each other after Hard to Kill. How you
Yep.
been, brother?
I've been good, man. Been good. It's already the month is over, you know? Whatever.
Yes. It's February. January's done. February, we have a lot to look forward. And one of those things is the Elimination Chamber. Before, it used to be No Way Out. But now it's the
Yeah.
Chamber. And that's fine. I love the Elimination Chamber. It's one of my favorite pay-per-views. I have a lot of good matches took places at the Elimination Chamber. But before we get into the Elimination Chamber, let's have the chat about the fallout at the Royal Rumble. And everybody who has, tuned in to listen to us, appreciate it. Hit that like and subscribe. But yes, the Royal Rumble, Cody Rhodes. Back-to-back win,
Yep.
going to main event WrestleMania. There's talks about the fact because Cody Rhodes' story is something similar to Shawn Michaels. And I don't know if you know this ever, but Shawn Michaels won his ever, when he won his first Royal Rumble, he went on and he didn't close out the show. He was one of the main events for WrestleMania 11 when he faced Diesel for the WWE Championship. Shawn Michaels failed to capture the title. A year later, he wins the Rumble again. This time he goes on and actually mains event WrestleMania 12, and the main event gets Bret Hart in an Iron Man match. So
Ooh.
that's why there's rumors that, not rumors, but that's why I believe that we're gonna get Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns in an Iron Man match. And also think about it. What if this is Roman Reigns' last title defense? Do you really think it should be a single match? Most likely it would be. I personally think WrestleMania 40 should be a triple threat match. But if we're gonna get a rematch, and your biggest WrestleMania ever, I feel like it should be a Iron Man match, especially when you have 2 nights for WrestleMania. Any thoughts of that? And also, what's your thoughts on the fact that Cody Rhodes won?
I'm excited. Just like you said, like hopefully he catches it in this time. He actually gets the title.
Right.
Because I think Rhodes said he might not. Roman Reigns said he might not even want to wrestle anymore, or like go really super part time. And then after that, the title is just kind of like, who's the champion? You know. But I'm excited. I mean, the Iron Man match seems like a good idea. I just got to make sure like there's no outside interference. You know.
And well, even if we do get that, at least it's like, okay, so what? He interfered once during this one Iron Man match, but to do it throughout the whole match, no, yeah.
It kills it, right? Like,
Yeah, it defeats the perfect. But yeah, I feel like they could go 5-on-5 and then they could go to the, past the one iron, past the one iron, one the 1 hour, not iron. Past the 1 hour mark. What's it called when they do that? The sudden is it when it's like a tie thing, sudden death kind of thing?
sudden death, yeah.
Yeah. And then that's where you get Cody Rhodes to get the win. And it's a nice way for Roman. At least this way we get a whole hour of Roman, less title defense, and then if this is his last match, which I highly doubt it would be, but it would be a nice match for him to go.
Yeah.
And also, if they're trying to repeat history, why not have an Iron Man match since you already had, when was the last time they did an Iron Man match at WrestleMania? So all you're doing is keep putting in more history, repeating history with this buildup of this match. And you kind of have to because it's like it's last year's match.
Yeah. Yeah, make it more interesting, because otherwise it's kind of like, oh, we're watching the same match last year. And then we're like, well, make it interesting. And then, Solo's gonna interfere. So like, hey, if he even touches ringside, he's fired or something like that. Like
But
if G anybody interferes, they're fired.
even with but then there's rumors that we're gonna get Solo versus Randy Orton at WrestleMania.
Ooh.
So I don't know how I feel about that, because it's just like that's a long time
Yeah,
when
that's like,
they could have that match on SmackDown. And I
yeah.
believe they did. They just had that match on SmackDown. So it's just like, why are we gonna wait to see it again at WrestleMania?
Yeah. What
Even
about
if it
Jimmy
was,
versus Jay?
that's a still a possibility. They said that that was gonna happen at WrestleMania night one, and they said that that was gonna be the opening match for WrestleMania.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's where they're trying to go for. And then, well, let's go on to Bayley. Bayley won the Royal Rumble, and the final three was shocking. We had Jade Cargill, Liv Morgan, and Bayley. When it came down to those three women, who'd you thought was gonna like win the Rumble?
I thought it was gonna be Bayley.
Oh, really? Did you want her
Yeah,
to Bayley would win?
I mean, kind of, yeah, because it feels like the storyline with her and Damage Control is turning into like they're gonna turn on her. Because it was kind of like you kind of see signs of it when they kind of just stood there when she like told people to attack, like attack, attack, and you just stood there. So I'm thinking this is the way the storyline progresses. Jade Cargo and Liv, I mean, I'm glad they're both there, but at the same time, you're like, well, I don't know. Maybe Jade Cargo another couple years will win it, or next year, and then Liv, she just came back, so you want to give her some build up to a storyline, But she already won Money in the Bank, all that. But like, I think with Bayley, she needs it more, and she's kind of earned it. She's been like the woman,
She's been on work. She's been the workhorse for the women's division. So yeah, no, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I agreed. Bayley, I wanted Bayley to win. My other choice was Liv Morgan, just because Rhea Ripley is the one who eliminated Liv Morgan. And then, she went on to main event WrestleMania with Charlotte. So it was kind of like, oh, now Liv Morgan won the Rumble, and now she's gonna face Rhea Ripley at WrestleMania. But yeah, but at the same time, it was just like I feel like the build up. But then I went with the choice of Bayley winning to repeat the whole evolution with the
Oh
whole
yeah.
Batista and Triple H. So that's why I was just like, I want Bayley to win if they're because it seems like that's the direction they're gonna head towards. So I was like, okay, yeah, I want to see that because
You saw
when,
Raw, right?
yes.
It's kind of, yeah, 'cause I saw it happening there a little bit.
It kind of like a little
Like
turn
Nia
when
Jax
Nia
is like, I'm
Jax.
going after Rhea. And it's like, yeah, I won't go after Rhea. And then Io Sky looks at her like, the heck? The heck? What do you mean by that? What do you mean by that? That guy that
Yeah,
says,
when
what do
she
you mean by
said
that?
no, she what she said was like basically, I'm gonna give my decision on Friday, and obviously the day of recording is she's gonna pick, but we know regardless of who she picks, it's not gonna be the final say.
Yeah.
She could always change her mind. She could always be like, oh, I'm gonna go after Liv Morgan and change it.
Liv
Or
Morgan.
she no, sorry, Liv Morgan, Io Sky.
Oh, okay, he's like,
I got Liv
what?
Morgan in my mind right now.
Oh.
Can you blame me?
Nope.
Liv Morgan, I love you. No. But yeah, like even regardless, even with Cody Rhodes, it's like, oh, I'm gonna pick Seth Rollins, but in the last minute, Oh, I'm gonna choose Roman. I don't know, what's the rush?
To choose now?
That's what I want to know. What's the rush of like, I have to pick now. It's like we have another pay-per-view. What's the purpose of that pay-per-view then?
I don't know, because I always felt like that the one before WrestleMania, it didn't matter if it was No Way Out or the Chamber. It was kind of like a filler,
The
but it
chamber,
wasn't a
yeah.
filler.
The champ, no, the chamber, the chamber, the purpose of the chamber was last minute spots to go to WrestleMania. So it used to be like,
But it's like 2 months apart, no? Isn't the Chamber and WrestleMania like 3 weeks apart? No, like two a month and a
it's
half
like,
apart.
no, it's like 6 weeks, six
But
to a
still,
month.
that's like a whole like home see that's like four episodes of SmackDown, you know, and
But yeah, that's the thing. If you take Elimination Chamber out, then it's like now you have 8 weeks to build, to build up to this pay-per-view. And with the chamber, the chamber's purpose was, okay, after Royal Rumble, we were gonna, then you have the Elimination Chamber. The chamber was, that's when, after the chamber is when you decide who you're gonna pick to face at WrestleMania.
Or
And
Fastlane, but they don't even Fastlane's in October now, which is crazy.
they moved it. They replaced Elimination Chamber with Fastlane. And
Oh, maybe.
so yeah, so it was just, but the chamber was better because the chamber was, you had six other people, and then within that match, somebody was gonna have be involved in some type of way to lead into a match for WrestleMania. Like for example, dang, I can't even think of one. The first ever Elimination Chamber 10. I think it was Triple H, Sheamus, John Cena, Randy Orton, Ted DiBiase, and Kofi Kingston. And they were all in this match, and Randy Orton ended up having a feud with Ted DiBiase and Cody Rhodes at WrestleMania. Cena had a feud with Batista, because after that match, Batista came out and faced John Cena and took the title off him. Triple H had a feud with Sheamus that led to WrestleMania. So all these feuds took place in the chamber match. So it's just like, that's what I liked about it. But now it's kind of like they don't even know why they have it. Because if you're saying, oh, Bayley and Cody Rhodes are going to make their announcement who they're going to face at WrestleMania, and it's like, so what's the purpose of the Elimination Chamber then? Who's going to be in it? And one of those is Rhea Ripley is apparently going to defend the Raw Women's Championship or the Women's World Championship at the Elimination Chamber match. Why are you saying, if that's going to be the case, why are you saying, having Bailey to decide?
Yeah, that's kind of. They should be like the winner of the chamber match goes on to face Bayley, you know, because if Rhea Ripley comes out as champion, so they should do that. But they didn't announce it yet. Like, hey, but maybe closer to the day, they'll be like, oh, actually, if Rhea comes out of this, she's gonna face Bayley. If whoever comes out of this faces Bayley, you know,
So
that's when they change their mind, like the week of the show, probably. They're gonna be
I
like.
no, but I, yeah, no, I get it, but I'm just trying to say, like, I feel like they don't understand what they're trying to do,
Yeah, because this
because
is because the point of the chamber, you're right, because they were supposed to use it as like either you defend a title at that match or you use it as a catalyst to face the champion down the road. But if you have the winner of the Royal
it's a
Rumble,
last minute swap, and also it's a last minute to help build this main eventer guy, like to build this guy up for WrestleMania,
so they
and
should have
also
kept,
any last minute changes too.
they should have kept the chamber in like, you know. Like months afterwards, so they could go to use it for SummerSlam or Survivor Series, and then put Fastlane back in February or No Way Out, and let's have that as a filler pay-per-view, but not as like a oh you need to the winner of this Elimination Chamber match is gonna face the winner of the Royal Rumble match and is gonna face the winner of the it's like
No, but I think they're losing the concept, because they had it right. Because the chamber, it'll be,
it meant
they'll
something.
have two chambers. and what's it called? And it will either be both of them world title matches defense, right? Or it'll be one of them a title defense, and then the other one is a number one contender. And then the winner of that match will go on and challenge the other world title at WrestleMania. So it's just one of those things where it's like, if Bayley could just say, Nia Jax scared Bayley, right? Like, I don't know who, you're not going after the world title because I am. That doesn't make sense because it's like, and then like, oh, Nia Jax kind of put scared to go after Io. But it's like, I know it's kind of weird to what I'm trying to say. It's just like, I just don't get why they're doing this. Bayley could just say, I'm going to WrestleMania. I don't care who's world champion. I don't care because I'm challenging the world title. So Nia Jax could be next champion. It could be Rhea Ripley. It could be Becky. I'm going to WrestleMania to face the women's world champion. I don't care who it is because that's who I'm going to face. It should just be done. Bayley is done. Bayley doesn't need to do anything. It's Rhea Ripley needs to be, okay, cool. So I need to ensure, I'm world champion then. Because we have one more pay-per-view. I would understand if it was one of those things where it's like what Cody did. Like, Roman, I want you at WrestleMania. You're the WWE champion. I want you at WrestleMania. Okay, cool. So you want Roman. Cool. So Roman, you're done. You're not gonna compete. You're not gonna defend the title because he wants you. He wants to ensure you're champion. So you're locked in. This is the match for WrestleMania. Cody Rhodes, Roman. If Cody says, I want the WWE title. Oh, the title. You don't care if Roman's champion. Oh, well, Roman, seems like you gotta defend the title at the Elimination Chamber. That's what I'm trying to say. You know what I mean? I don't like, it's just like, if I won the Rumble and I'm going to WrestleMania, I should just say, I want that title and that's it. And now it's up to that championship to be like, okay, well, either I gotta defend it or I gotta like, I don't know. It's just weird to me. The Rumble, but that's always been the Rumble's case. The Rumbles has always been weird. The Royal Rumble, there's been times the winner, like Sheamus, he won the Royal Rumble. Technically, he was supposed to main event WrestleMania. Did he? No, he was the opening. So it's just like they really pick and choose who's gonna go on and close out the show. Where it's like at the same time, it's like, why do you have this Royal Rumble in the Elimination Chamber?
Back to
If
back, no less.
back to back, and two, if you're gonna be the one deciding who's closing the show, you're gonna win the Rumble, but you're not gonna close out the show. So it's like, why did I win the Rumble then?
Yeah, I went through all that just to like
Yeah.
main event or open the show on night one.
Right. I don't mind main eventing and losing. I don't have to win, but why did I win the Royal Rumble if I'm gonna open up the show at WrestleMania? So yeah, I know that went everywhere, but it was just like, it just bothers me because it's just like, it should just be simple. But they're taking it in a direction where it's just like, okay, I don't know why we're doing this, but okay, I'm on for the long ride. But besides that, the other match, Logan Paul and Kevin Owens, I'm glad that Kevin Owens lost by DQ. Now for WrestleMania, Logan Paul and LA Knight at WrestleMania. What's your thoughts on that?
It's pretty sweet. I mean, I wish Owens does get a redemption, but he got injured, right? Owens.
I don't know. I don't know if that was kayfabe. I don't even know if Logan Paul's black eye is kayfabe, to be honest.
Well, what I think about them with LA Knight, I think it's pretty cool. I
I
mean,
know it's only rumors,
but
but
if it does
that.
happen with LA Knight, I mean, I'd be kind of sweet. But at the same time, like, I want him to go for the WWE title. Like right now, he's got the It was like momentum to make main event, you know. But right now they're like going to Cody Rhodes, and then the world. Well, I think the world title has a more open than the WWE title.
Right.
Like Cody Rhodes wants a WWE champion, he'll be like, you know what, just you and me, Roman, again. But with Seth, it's like open door. Like right now, it could be Drew McIntyre. It could be LA Knight. It could be
So you
anybody at
feel
this
like
point.
it's a downgrade?
And it's Logan Paul. I mean, it was Gunther, but then hopefully not a squash match with Gunther, you know? Like, would Gunther be like kind of sweet? But technically, the US title is a SmackDown title. So it's like, well, LA Knight's on SmackDown, you know?
How would do you see the way how I see this build up is I don't know if Logan Paul is going to be in the Elimination Chamber, but the way I would see it is Logan Paul being part of the chamber match and putting the United States title on the line, have Kevin Owens in it, have Austin Theory, Grayson Waller, LA Knight, and then I don't know, Santos Escobar or something.
Ooh.
You know, they had the United States title was defended last year's Elimination Chamber, so they could do it again this year. And I feel like that would be a nice build up for LA Knight and Logan Paul. Logan Paul could get a win over LA Knight, and then that could be like, oh, kind of like the feud starts from there to build up for WrestleMania. I think that would be a cool way to do it. I feel like Logan Paul should. I mean, he made a post about it saying he said that I think after his contract is up, he's gonna think about being full time and take it serious. So, what's your thoughts on that part? Logan Paul full time.
That'd be kind of sweet, but at the same time, like, yeah, I'm sick of these part-time champions, man. Like,
Yeah.
if you, like, even with Roman Reigns already, like, come on, dude, either just don't wrestle no more or be there at every show. You know, like, just retire if you have to, because you don't need to, you know, you probably make a lot of money now, but like, give it to somebody that really wants to be there. Like, I get why he does it, because he's, you know, he had leukemia before, or
Right.
it's, you know, but at the same time, like, if you're not going to be there every week, why even bother? Like, how many of those days do you really count of his reign? I don't count a lot because he's been gone for what, two pay-per-views at a time? Three, four?
Right.
So take off all those days. Let's see how many days did he actually
He
wrestle
does
then.
have, I mean, he does have that Brock Lesnar contract. I do get where you're coming from when it comes to that, but with Logan Paul, Roman Reigns is a different story, but then when you go to Logan Paul, it's just like we have a that's where I'm more of like, damn,
Does
another part-timer.
Logan Paul bring in
Yeah.
numbers though? That's the question. Like
I guess
him
so.
being like famous, is the all his fans coming to WWE and watching it, or is it like, oh, we only got like a 1% upgrade, 1% like, you know,
Right.
uptick in views because he's gonna be on SmackDown that day? Is it
Right.
really like, have they ever talked about that? Like, oh, every time they announce Logan Paul for
Actually,
SmackDown,
yeah, that I never heard anything about that part.
it's like
Nobody,
this.
the WWE never mentions
Is he
about the
an yeah?
views.
Is he a needle mover? Is it like, do any of his fans even watch wrestling, or just they just like they only watch some stuff outside WWE, and then when he's on SmackDown or a pay-per-view, they don't even pay attention to it. They're like, nah, we'll wait until he has a boxing match or something, or he
Right.
retired. But you know what I mean? Like, does it really move the needle if he's on SmackDown or a pay-per-view? Because if you're gonna be part-time, Roman Reigns has an excuse every time he's on SmackDown. Whoo, people, 2 million, 3 million views, because or they announce it, sold
Is
out
there like
arena.
basically is there a huge difference when Roman and Logan Paul? Because if it's like if you're gonna give a title to somebody, a part-timer, there has to be a good reason. So I like, yeah, but I will say there, I haven't personally heard anything about Logan Paul. I always hear stories about CM Punk, Seth Rollins, Jinder Mahal, Roman Reigns. Never heard anything about Logan Paul.
No, like if I know,
Yeah.
like if like remember when we went to Milwaukee, we were at SmackDown. We didn't know. Did we know he was gonna be there, Roman Reigns? They didn't announce it. I think he just showed up.
No. When we got closer to the dates, yes. Roman
So see, it
and
sold out.
yeah.
It was sold out.
Right.
If they don't announce
No, it
it,
sold out when John Cena. When John Cena, because we got those tickets way
early.
before. Yeah, way before John Cena. And then when John Cena
See, John Cena's an
showed up.
example. He's a needle
Right.
mover. If he was part-time and he
Sold
had a
tickets.
title, like every time he defends his belt every 3 months or something, every month or 2 months, okay. You know, oh, we gotta watch SmackDown. Boom, we gotta be on
Right.
SmackDown. But like Logan Paul, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna go watch SmackDown for Logan Paul. Like, I'm gonna go to Milwaukee or travel to Indianapolis, you know, far. And like, if it's
Right.
all Allstate Arena or like whatever. But if it's like, I'm gonna drive to Indy or Milwaukee to watch SmackDown, is he worth, am I gonna be like, I'm gonna go for Logan Paul? Not
Yeah,
really.
no, I get it. Yeah. I mean,
Yeah.
we're not fans of Logan Paul.
No.
So us, no, we wouldn't.
I mean, I don't.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm not a fan. I'm just saying like
But you're, yeah,
I
no,
like his
I get what
matches,
you,
but I'm not
yeah.
like, oh, I'm gonna look up where Logan Paul's gonna be on SmackDown. I'm gonna watch
Correct.
SmackDown, Raw, and whatever pay-per-view he's on.
Exactly. That makes you not a fan. I understand what you're trying to say, but you're not really a fan of Logan Paul. But besides his ring, you're not downgrading him on that part. But in the end of the day, we're not fans of Logan Paul. Do I like his work? Yeah, but th that doesn't make me a fan. I don't. Yeah, I don't even follow him on social media. I don't. Yeah, I don't. He's only. We're only talking about him because he's in WWE. He's the WWE superstar. That's
Yeah,
it.
if it wasn't for Dirty V, I
Yeah,
wouldn't even like, what? I
but I
forgot.
don't. Yeah, I don't.
I
I
don't even
really.
drink his
Yeah.
energy drinks. I have my own.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But I do agree with you on the contract thing. When it comes to wrestling and celebrities, it's like, how can you? Apparently, Logan Paul is making 5 mil. Congrats. Happy for you. How do you know he's worth that much as a WWE superstar, as this part-timer? It's just that's where I'm like, and he's a mid-card guy. So I just don't understand that part. And to true his worth, he needs to go to live events.
Like
Because
actually do the business, actually like
yeah.
do like
If he does go full time, do live shows then. Do live events. Because if you could sell out live events like Roman, Cena, Hogan, Randy, Diesel, Razor Ramon, then props to you.
so you'll
You
see
have
you want to
yeah.
see it in Rockford or Peoria. You will I think
I
the
want to
company is
say. I'm not saying I will go drive myself to go see him personally. But if he is truly the star that he claims that he is, then he should have no problem selling out those kind of arenas.
And they're not the biggest arenas. Rockford and
Yeah.
Peoria are don't like they're not like United Center or
No,
whatever.
it's I think less than 5,000, right?
Yeah, or something like that.
Yeah,
But if you
so
sell out a 5,000 arena, why not? Like if you could sell that, you could sell out a
if you could sell out, that's all, yeah. I feel like that's how you true your worth. That's how other wrestlers have to get that paycheck, that money, that big money contract is do people come see you at live events?
and buy merch and all
Yeah,
that
and buy
too.
merch
Like,
and stuff like that.
if
Is
nobody
I
buys your merch, you're like, we're
because
spending
if
how
you
much on
just
this guy?
if you just put Logan Paul on your biggest pay-per-views, of course people are gonna tune in.
Because they're watching it for the whole show, not just for
Yeah.
that
They're
person.
not just showing in for that person. Put him in live events to see if people are going to come and show. And people will. People will. But how constantly is that going to be a repeatedly thing? People sold out for John Cena for 10 years. That's why he was still the guy. Same thing with Roman Reigns. People on television are booing him, but yeah, in live events, people are staying for him in the main event. You know, so it's like, can Logan Paul do the same thing? If he could, well, props to you.
Kudos, yeah.
You res thank you. You I just pay your dues for the business. That's all. If you're gonna go full time. If you're doing part time, that's a different story because you're a celebrity. You know, a celebrity
Yeah.
WWE contract guy, because
Yeah, because I think the US title deserves better because they have so many talented guys in the mid card that
oh
like you
yeah.
need a person that's there all the time.
Yeah.
Like right now, just like we said like a couple names right there. You already have like the mid card SmackDown title, the
Everybody
US
in the Royal
title.
Rumble, everybody, even Otis. I mean, Otis and Chad. I don't think Chad Gable was in it, but the fact that I'm tuning in on Raw to locked in watching them, you know, it's just like everybody on the roster right now is amazing. Everybody has a story. Everybody has a gimmick, or everybody who's on TV has a gimmick. The ones that aren't on TV, guess what? They don't have gimmicks.
They have
So,
charisma, or charisma. They're like, come on, you got to get out there and do something. Like, you're like,
yeah, that's
I'm here to wrestle.
I love Ricochet, but Ricochet just is like a perfect example. Your high flout spots don't get you anywhere.
Yeah,
It
that's a, you know what? I'm
him to
surprised that Rick.
face.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I was gonna say it got him to face Brock Lesnar at Crown Jewels in a squash match for a WWE title. If that's what you guys want, then keep going what you're doing, then, you know.
Because I'm always surprised that Rhea Ripley has, like, Sir Mexico's are not the best either. If you really
Rhea
listen
Ripley?
to, yeah, she has trouble. If you
Wow.
there's a couple videos where they,
Wow,
yeah,
dude.
I know she's hot and stuff, but at the same time, if you really listen to her, you kind of tell, like, she's like,
First of all, we're not one to talk about her mic skills.
I know. Oh no, I'm just
And
saying, like.
second, what do you mean? I don't think she is she is she like the best? No, I wouldn't consider her one of the best, but she does enough for me to realize that, to the point where I'm like, oh damn, I forgot she's a wrestler too.
I forget she's a champion. Remember how
How do you
Damien?
forget that she's a champion?
No,
She's
look,
holding that title.
when Damien said, like, oh, you keep going into the office and booking our matches, how often does she book her own matches?
That's true.
Like, that's the thing about, like, championships. I mean, now we're just going broad, but now it's like any championship, like, yeah, she could put Damien and Finn in a match, a tag team match for the title, but where's her match? She has a match, like, what,
There is
every.
nobody there for her to face.
What do you mean nobody? She has all the woman roster.
Yeah,
Now the
but like, for example, Becky at the time. Do you want to see her face Becky, or do you want to see her face, any pay-per-view that we just passed? Do you want her to see, her face Becky, or do you want to see that WrestleMania?
because I'm trying to figure out, because remember when Seth talked about, like, how the World Heavyweight title is Dusty's title, is the Workman's title, and the
Right.
WWE title is like the Hollywood title, like, oh, you just show up whenever you want, you get the red carpet, you show up once a year, you get the red carpet.
It's the other way with the woman's
Yeah, the
title.
woman's, it's like the woman's title is like the workman's title, because Io Sky worked her ass off. And now, like, the world heavyweight title, the woman's one, it's like you're the champion, but, like, you barely defend it. You know,
You're
she's the
basic.
champion,
You're
but
the Hollywood title.
you're the Hollywood title.
Yeah.
So that's
No,
why I wrote, we're
yeah.
both, I was both reigns were with Roman and with Rhea. I'm like, shit, do something. Like, you know when you see that
Right.
meme where they poke it, like, come on, do something. It's kind of like that. Like, I get that, that's why you always know that Io's gonna defend her title and Seth's gonna defend his title, because those are workhorse title. The other ones are like, oh, whenever you want to wrestle every 3 months. And then the one time she does wrestle, it's a squash match against Natty twice. You know,
Right.
she wrestled what, Crown Jewel squash match. She
Yeah,
wrestled another, like.
to my to th we're in the new year. Until this day, Rhea Ripley's title
Since
reign
last year.
since last year's WrestleMania, my favorite match is still last year's WrestleMania when she first won the title.
Exactly.
And Io Sky won it in SummerSlam,
Super
and
sorry.
I have two or three.
Yeah.
One of them is a favorite top contender, but for the WWE Women's title, I have three, four favorite matches from last year, and with the women's title, I only have one.
Yeah. So that's what I was saying about all these
Yeah.
titles. Like, we there, I mean, you don't want to devalue the titles either. Like, I get Roman Reigns comes once in a while and he's like, oh, I beat this guy. And then Logan Paul, same thing. And then with Rhea, like, the same thing. I'm like, okay, so what are you doing then? You just have the title as a what is that called? Like an accessory. And then whenever
Right.
you want to, then finally Nia Jax, hopefully they actually make a feud out of that. Otherwise, they're gonna face each other on Raw. And then what? Then Rhea doesn't wrestle until what? Like, after what, Backlash or something? She's not gonna even wrestle WrestleMania. She'd probably be
Right.
a valet for the New Day, Judgment Day, I mean.
This is what I miss about the old school, because it's crazy with the old school wrestlers, the golden era, anybody could have been a main eventer, and it's just weird how wrestling has evolved, because they're saving everything for WrestleMania, where it's just like, but that's because that's your guys' fault.
Yeah,
You
because
guys
the
treated every pay-per-view back in the day, you guys treated every pay-per-view like a WrestleMania.
thing, yeah, they treated a crumb like a
Yeah.
feast. Like
Yeah.
you treat it like a piece of lettuce as like the best meal ever. But
Yeah.
now it's like it, and also it's like the it's different. Oh, we want to treat it like the Super Bowl. We want to treat it like the World Series. But those are once a year. That's Super Bowl
Right.
is one game. They only
Right.
play 16, 17 games or 18. They have an 18-week season, and the rest of the year there's nothing.
Right.
Wrestling is all year. So like you said, if
We
they save it for WrestleMania only, it's like, but your entire year, what are you doing the rest of the year then? Like you're a year-round thing. You're not the baseball season where it's like we're from April to October. You're not the football season. You're from September to February. You know, it's not
Right.
like that. Like, okay, there's a goal there because they only have 6 months of play or 5 months, whatever. But wrestling's year-round, so it's kind of like
I
that. Like
shouldn't
what?
have to wait so long for to see this match because back in the day, bro, back in the day, we had Hulk Hogan and The Rock at WrestleMania 18. Do you know where they had their rematch at?
Raw.
No Way Out, 2003.
The next pay-per-view.
A year later,
Oh, wow.
a year later, because WrestleMania was in 02. Rock and Hogan, first time ever. A year later, Rock Hogan 2 at No Way Out. Now it'll be like, oh, we gotta wait till next year's WrestleMania.
Yeah.
What? You guys treated. I mean, that No Way Out was all right. It wasn't the best. But that buildup, when you look back at it, it's like, bro, we're gonna get The Rock, Hogan, Triple H, and Scott Steiner for the world title. Brock Lesnar, Benoit, and Edge, and versus Team Angle, Taker versus The Big Show. Bro, man, that's a crazy card. Obviously, when we look back and watch it, it ain't turned out that way. It was okay show. It was good. It was decent. The people, now wrestlers these days, it's like, oh, he didn't drop him in his head. There was no fire spots. There was no blood. This match is garbage, you know. There's no Young Bucks. So it was good. But it's just like you could have all these matches. Just bring back the classic WWE matches, the pay-per-views. Bring back No Way Out. Bring back, I mean, Backlash is back,
No
but it's just
Mercy,
like
Unforgiven, Armageddon.
look at Backlash alone. Backlash, all the freaking rematches that took place at Backlash. What you said, like you could have, that's what the purpose, what the Backlash was. Backlash was WrestleMania 2.0. It was like, that's your rematch, or this is like,
Well, they
the
call it WrestleMania
after.
Backlash for a couple
Yeah.
years, and then they're like,
I
oh,
think,
let's go back to
yeah.
Backlash. Now they're just
Yeah.
Backlash
Because
again.
it's
Like,
like
oh.
we knew what it was. You didn't have to tell us what it was. It's
Now
like
it's
we
like, oh, let's
knew.
save it until Survivor, until
Right.
SummerSlam. I'm like, what? That's like 8 months, 4 months later, 5 months later.
But
Like,
I
nobody's
think
gonna
that,
care about that.
yeah. And yeah, and that, it was just like, it's like you got WWE is the one that's saying, oh, these are our big five pay-per-views. And in all these small pay-per-views, they don't mean anything. So it's like, get rid of them then. It's like,
Well,
what's the
every other,
purpose?
yeah, I
Yeah.
mean, AEW's doing the opposite. They went from like four pay-per-views, now they want to do every month now. Like,
Well,
no,
they did that last year, and then their next first pay-per-view is going to be March, but there's no rumors how it's going to go on after that. So there is, but
anyways.
good luck to AEW. But yeah, it's just like, it's just weird with everything. It's like, why are we saving everything for WrestleMania? And don't get me wrong, like Cody Rhodes and Roman too, I'm cool with it. Finish the story. That's the night. That's the buildup. That's the story. But now it's like, okay, we need more than just that. But at the same time, it's fine just because Cody Rhodes did win the Rumble. So it's like you don't really need a storyline. It's just like, that's it. Let's just like, all right, let's tease us. Let's have tag team matches. Let's do a pick your poison match. I'll pick an
It's like
appointment for you. You pick one for me. Yeah.
they just decided like from last WrestleMania up to like Royal Rumble that, oh, I'm gonna go after him again. But like you had this whole time where he feuded with other people.
And but then remember, there was no, they didn't knew they were gonna sign Punk.
No.
They didn't even knew they were
Nobody.
gonna have a new world title. They didn't knew
Yeah, they.
about The Rock. There was a lot of changes. And then
Oh,
CM
yeah.
Punk is out. Drew McIntyre is hot right now. R-Truth is hot right now.
Do R-Truth? Oh,
Just,
man.
so
If he went for
everybody,
the
yeah.
title, I'll be like happy. I'm like, thank God. Because he won the NWA title. I'm like, come on, dude. Give
Two
something, you know?
times.
Twice. Yep. In
Two
NWA
times.
TNA.
Yeah. He's a former world champion.
Yeah, he's been a champion more than most people. Like,
Yeah.
sorry guys, he's been like what, 0-time champion? He's been a 2-time champion, and he's the hottest merch seller. Does that guarantee him a title shot now?
It, I mean, that's what happened with Cena.
Yeah.
That's what happened with Cena. That's what happened with LA Knight too. R-Truth
That's so
deserves
much.
a shot.
Oh yeah, imagine he wins it at the chamber or something. He wins the rivalry title at the chamber.
You know
Oh,
what
I thought this
be
was the 24/7 title. Never mind, take it back.
you know oh yeah that'd be
Oh.
hilarious. I thought this like I just won the 24/7 champion. Mama, I did it.
Like, wait, again? He won it like 40 times. Well, anyways, what are you saying?
I was gonna say it'd be funny if R-Truth got in a match with Damian Priest for the Money in the Bank briefcase and Truth beats him for the briefcase. Bro, that heat. Oh man, can you imagine that?
Wait, who would get the heat? R-Truth or Damian?
Damien, or
Or
no,
Dirty D will get the
R-Truth.
heat?
Well,
Or Dirty D will get the heat?
both.
They're like, what?
Judgment Day is gonna be pissed at Damien. It's like you know how much power you just like you're not even the leader, but if you were the leader, you lost so much power because of that you lost to R-Truth. And then the heat that R-Truth is gonna get from Judgment Day, you
Oh,
know.
okay, because the
And
fans will
then
be like, yes.
everybody's gonna be loving it. I feel like that would be nice. That'd be a nice buildup for I don't want to say for WrestleMania, but like that would be a nice mini feud. Like just a feud. It doesn't have to be a pay-per-view. It'd be cool if it
Yeah.
was. Because personally, I would like to see Judgment Day versus the Awesome Truth for the Unified titles. I
I
would
thought
rather
they're
see
gonna
that.
separate them eventually. There's too many tag teams right now on both shows.
Oh, so I was gonna say that about when we were talking about the women's title. I feel like the reason why everything is being held on to, I feel like they're trying to do something similar to what TNA did.
What, Hitman Mafia?
But no. When Impact Wrestling went back to TNA, they kind of took a pause. I feel like that's what WWE is doing because WWE is changing a lot, bro.
Oh yeah. I
There's a
mean,
lot of changes, and I feel like that's one of the things where it's like, let's pause. And plus, we have Punk hurt, we have Seth Rollins hurt, so I feel like that's why they're gonna be like, okay, let's pause for a second. Because there's a lot of things going on in front of the camera and a lot of stuff going backstage and then a lot of stuff going outside of this office. So I feel like that's one of the reasons too. And again, whoever thought they were going to have Punk. So it's like now we have Punk and now they're like, oh, well, crap. Drew
Yeah.
McIntyre's hot too. And then, damn, at the time, damn, what about Brock? Do we need
Nope.
Brock back? Should we have Brock back? If we do decide to bring Brock back, who is he gonna work? Because Brock, if they were gonna bring Brock back,
They were though. He was
they were.
supposed to be Bron Breakker. So Bron Breakker was supposed to be
Yeah.
him. So technically,
Yes.
like, hey, we need you, Bron. Can you come up or what? Like, we need you right now. Like, oh, you know?
And the fact that Bron Breakker eliminated the Judgment Day and got eliminated by Dominic. That was crazy, but what bothered me, it happened so quickly.
Is it, you didn't get to taste it. Like,
Yeah,
oh, like
it just,
savor it. It's like a
yeah.
nice piece of, oh, man, food.
Your last, the last piece of steak or your last piece of broccoli forever, because he's mentioned, hey, we lost ever.
I know, right? Wait, one second. My camera decided to. My camera. What is that called? The thing where your camera gets knocked out? Like, ooh, the camera. Dropped the mic. I dropped the camera. Bloopers. Okay, anyways. Anyways, let's go.
Oh, damn. That was funny. My face is turning red as hell right
I
now.
tapped the table, so it kind of flipped off.
Camera was like, screw you, that brow.
Yeah, he's got a point.
I thought, oh man, I should have went along with it, be like, earthquake.
Wow. Okay, let's get back into
Oh man, bloopers. I'm not gonna edit that part out.
Oh no.
Oh no, that's funny as hell. But yes, Brock Lesnar, ever. I don't know if you heard my joke. I said it was the last piece of steak, but forever is the last piece of broccoli because he's vegetarian. And
Yup. Compose yourself, bro. Compose yourself.
before his camera went, I'm out. I didn't get paid. Your check bounced, bro. That's so messed up. Okay. Oh man, what happened? Anyways, Brock Lesnar got eliminated by Dominic Mysterio. My thing was it even gonna be like a feud leaving into Elimination Chamber? Because Brock. So what I was gonna say, if they were ever gonna bring Brock Lesnar back, the three people he was going to face was Braun Breaker, Gunther, and Drew McIntyre. Those were the three people that Brock Lesnar may face at WrestleMania if they were going to bring him back. Then once we got closer, Braun Breaker was out of the picture. Drew McIntyre was in the picture, and then the last person left on the table was Gunther. If they were going to bring Brock Lesnar back, they were going to, and now that's off the table. But yeah, but now Braun Breaker's in the picture. Braun Breaker's teaming up with Baron Corbin. So now it's like the long what's their team called? The Wolf Dogs.
I don't know if they agreed to that last time I checked.
But that's the name they're using at the
Wolf
moment.
dogs, yeah.
Wolf Dogs. I kind of like it. Wolf Dogs. Wolf Dogs.
You're
It,
domesticated,
it's
but you're also vicious.
yeah.
Ooh.
That's nice. I like that. So what does Braun Breaker go from here? Is he still going to be next in line for Gunther? Is he taking Brock Lesnar's spot?
Well, technically, yeah, because I think on Raw, if you notice that subtle thing when they when Andrade signed with Raw,
Raw, right. Oh,
Braun called. Like, hey, I'm gonna call from Braun.
Oh, but that's to go to SmackDown, though.
Yeah, so I'm saying that's what's gonna happen. Like, now he's gonna be a main roster kind of guy,
But
which he should have been
Gunther's
already.
on Raw. So how is that gonna happen?
I think they're gonna definitely make. I think if anything, I could see him going after Logan Paul to get the US title for a while. Then he's gonna be dominating US champion, and then he's gonna jump to Raw eventually, you know?
Okay.
And Gunther's gonna lose his belt, and then they're gonna like flip the titles again. Now US is gonna be back on Raw, like who knows, next draft, whenever that is. And
I
then
don't
like
want to see them break up though. I kind of want to see them to be a tag team.
Yeah, but it's like I think Corbin's place right now is like more of like a mentor thing. You know how like they do a lot of veterans? Because they don't really have an idea for him. Well, now they're finally using him for like that. But remember how he had Happy Corbin and he was real, you know, he had
Yeah, he was
Madcap
like.
Moss and
He
then
was the Charlie Haas,
yeah,
where he
now
just
he's
kept
like,
having different gimmicks.
then for a while it's like nothing, and now he's on NXT. So I think he's gonna stay at NXT for a while, but Braun's gonna be like, hey, come join me on SmackDown or whatever, you know, when he signs. And then Corbett, they're gonna be the Wolf Dogs on SmackDown, and that'd be kind of
Ah,
sweet.
yeah,
Because
that'd
then,
be cool.
yeah, that's what I'm saying. All the tag team belts, like, there's too many tag teams now for like Judgment Day to be on both shows,
And
you
they're
know,
not even
make
on both shows. They were
exactly.
had some moments here and there, but that's when we had this conversation back before, where it's like I have an issue with the fact that if Roman's not on the show, I feel like your top guy from SmackDown should be on Raw. But then at the same time, it's like then why isn't that person champion?
Yeah.
So it's like
That's
that's
why
why you
the US titles there. It's supposed to be like that's why Gunther, if Seth wants to take time off for a couple weeks,
That's when
Gunther
Gunther
could be
steps
like,
up.
yeah, he's like, hey, I'm the main title. Seth is out for a couple weeks, but I'm the main guy. But the US right now, the what? You like I think we talked about it, the women's championship is
The
like the
only,
big
yeah, it's the only active
or the tag
champion.
t yeah. 'Cause the tag team champions choosing when you want to be on SmackDown. The US champion chooses to be on when he wants to be on SmackDown, and the WWE champion wants to be when he chooses when he wants to be on SmackDown. But the women's title is there every week, you know? And then I don't know what all the title. Yeah, it's the only title. Yeah, the only woman's title is the only one on there. That's every week.
And then
And she's on Raw too. She's on Raw
unless
too.
they have the tag team titles, the smack the women's tag team titles. But it's
Yeah,
like you
that.
should have Judgment Day there as well, because it's like if you're not gonna have you could if you're not gonna if you're gonna have what's it called, Finn Balor and Damian Priest wrestle on Raw, then have Dominic and JD wrestle on SmackDown.
Yeah.
And then if you know, and then if JD and Dominic wrestle on Raw, then Finn Balor, you
Do they have
know,
the Freebird rule for all four of them? Or
for the titles, no.
they
No.
should
They
though. See,
should
that's the
have.
th
Yeah, they
yeah,
should
because
have.
every team does that. I mean, New Day when they were a champion, all three of them were champion, you know? And it was the Fabulous Freebirds, obviously the original name of the team. All three of them were champion. And then, you
Right.
know, along DX and XYZ, XYZ.
Maybe that only works it in threes. Maybe they don't do that in fours, because it's like, oh, because then you have an extra person.
Yeah, but I mean, it'll make more sense the way you said it. Like, hey, Dominic and
Not
Finn on
title
SmackDown.
defense though.
Oh,
Not
no,
title
just to
defense.
have the
Just
title on
yeah.
him. Yeah.
No, not title defense. Just to like wrestle. Like I
Yeah.
feel like if you know, but yeah, have they could just JD. I mean not JD. Damian Priest and Finn Balor could still show up on SmackDown,
Because
but
technically,
just have Finn Balor. I mean JD and Dominic wrestle. You
because
know.
JD and Dominic are technically Raw superstars, because they're the Judgment Day is a Raw stable.
Oh, then yeah, then. But I'm just
The
saying the group,
only Finn
Judgment Day.
and Damian could go to both rosters, because I feel like they're gonna be more strict about it. Because it felt like Dirty is like really strict on the draft, like down the line. It was like, you know, like
They
it
were
was,
before and they broke their own
yeah.
rules.
And then now it's like I think they're trying to go back to that. Now there's two GMs. General managers, now they're trying to
Right.
be like, hey, you're on SmackDown, you know, Andrade, or on Raw, Andrade, and we want Braun on SmackDown, you know, want to see what happens on SmackDown. But like, I feel like they're going to start doing like the line. I mean, even just splitting the titles, like adding the World Heavyweight title already like brought like that kind of split, but they got to like reinforce it, you know? It's like you do something, but then you got to reinforce it, you know, like if you do drywall or something, you got to reinforce it, you know, put another piece of plaster there or something, you know, make it. You know, like, okay, now we're actually gonna separate you. Like, hey, SmackDown title, you gotta be on SmackDown. Like, you have to be
But
exclusive to
that's
SmackDown.
why I feel like it's like I think after WrestleMania, I feel like that's when things are gonna be shaped like different.
Yeah, this
I
should be,
think,
especially now with administration stuff too. Like,
yeah.
everybody now, like, Ava Raine is the NXT general manager. Now, Roland Reigns back on WWE, but he might just be an advisor to the general manager. Now, they're gonna make it more like a hard split, which is what people want. That's even with AEW, people are like, oh, we want a split brand, but they're not trying to do it because they don't want to be like WWE, which is fine. Now, everybody has to be the same, but with WWE,
Right.
they have to, like, hey, we, I, like you said, like, for men's titles on SmackDown, it's kind of like, you know, like we're the champions. Whenever, you know, they're on Raw this week. Oh, they're not showing up until the next show, two shows from now. Oh, he shows up at the pay-per-view. Like, come on, SmackDown. And SmackDown's a better show, which is crazy. You know,
Right.
SmackDown is a better production show, the better viewed show, you know, the better storyline show, but they have too much talent on SmackDown for it to be like, Arch, all the champions are like, they're on Raw, they're not around, or they're doing a some event with their energy drink or something, you know? So
Yeah.
it's kind of like that. Like, come on, guys. That's why I think the Rumble is important to see that. But then now with WrestleMania, let's see what happens, you know? Like, finally, like you're on SmackDown, you're on Raw, you know? We went on rants.
So, yeah, you're always everywhere.
I
But
know.
no, like
I know.
I get what you're trying to say. It's just, but like that's why I'm keep saying, like, I feel like after WrestleMania, I feel like that's when things are gonna change. I really hope it does. And I hope they go back to the brand split and split all the titles. And
For
because
sure.
it's time for a change. And but what I fear of is just like I just want things to go back. Like I'm tired of these part-timers. I don't mind part-timers, But it's like, dude, we just had Brock Lesnar as a part-time champion. Now you're doing it with Roman. Now it's like, oh my gosh. Like, I know we had that break with Drew McIntyre, but it's like, damn, but
You consider
you
that a real reign? I mean, I consider that
yeah,
a
hell
real
yeah.
reign, but
Yeah, of
it
course.
was
What
literally like no
but he
audience. I mean, there was
yeah,
no
no,
audience when he
hell
was
yeah.
champion.
But yeah, but he was the reason why I still tuned in every week. So yeah, of course I'm gonna consider it. I wouldn't consider it if it was like I didn't even watch wrestling at that time because it wasn't the same. But no, I still considered it. I mean, he's the reason why we started this whole thing. You know, if it wasn't for him and Roman at the time, we wouldn't even be on having our own podcast at the moment. So yeah, hell yeah, I'm gonna count that reign. But yeah, it's somebody like it's just so many. It's just crazy how wrestling is going. If you had to choose the main event for Elimination Chamber, how would you book that main event? And what would it be the match? Would it be a number one contender? Would it be a mid-card title, world title? Who would you book?
I'll say mid-card title, IC championship. I think
Ooh.
that'd be the chamber, because that's the only
Well,
way to.
that was the question.
Oh yeah, no,
At
it'll be
Chamber,
no,
this
it'll.
your
Oh
Elimination
yeah, it's in
Chamber.
the
Pick your
chamber. It's.
six.
I'll pick. Well, Gunther the champion. I'll pick. Well, he's on Raw. Let's just say that they just stay with the Raw people, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll say Damian Priest.
Ooh, okay.
I'll say Finn Balor. I hear
Ooh.
he might not resign. He might, but we don't know yet. That's like he
When does
has
this
an
contract come? Is it after WrestleMania?
after WrestleMania, so he
Okay.
either they keep him or they don't, kind of thing. Like,
Yeah, he wasn't offered a new contract yet. That's the
oh
crazy
no,
part.
yeah, and they're trying to pay other people. That's three, huh? That's a I see. I'll say Andrade, and that'd be kind of sweet for him to be
Okay.
back in the main event. Who else? So many people. I'm trying to like go through the whole roster. Who's on Raw? Who's on
Let's see.
SmackDown?
Well, there's Jinder Mahal. There's Cody Rhodes. I mean, you wouldn't have Cody Rhodes because if he's gonna go to the main
Nah,
event,
if he gets injured, that's yeah, that'll ruin
Chad
them.
Gable, Otis, DOI,
DOI.
Johnny Gargano and
Oh,
Tommaso
Ciampa.
Ciampa,
Oh yeah, DIY.
Jey Uso.
I'll say Jay. I'll
How
say
you forget about
Jay.
Jey?
I'll say Jay, and I'll say
There's
Drew
Sammy,
McIntyre.
Kofi.
Drew McIntyre is my six.
Oh, okay. Nice. Who would be the, obviously, I'm assuming Gunther is going to retain. Who
I don't
is he?
know. No,
Oh,
I don't think he will,
you would
because
have him
that's the only
lose?
way to that's for only way he will lose a title, like in like that kind of stipulation,
That's how
like
you
this.
have him lose.
Yeah.
An Elimination Chamber.
What else would he one-on-one match on Raw or something? On a regular match,
WrestleMania!
a regular match? Come on, I'd
WrestleMania!
rather him getting slammed through the glass at full speed and he can't
By
get up.
who?
I don't know. Drew McIntyre throws him through the to the steel to the glass,
And
and
you're not
then
gonna have Drew McIntyre. Damn, bro.
no,
You're booking. You just like
because
you
then Drew
just
McIntyre has a good reason to go after Seth Rollins, you know, once he heals up. So I don't know. I mean, the only person I would, what did I say? I don't know. It'd be kind of tough because I would say Damian because like he's already the Money in the Bank winner, but he
But
could be a double.
regardless, you're gonna have Gunther. Not wrestling, you're just saying, nah, screw it. If Triple H came up to you and said, Ever, you're gonna book the IC title Elimination Chamber, and you're gonna tell Triple H, okay, Gunther is gonna lose at the Elimination Chamber. That's what you're telling me?
Yeah, I would say that.
All right. There you
But
go.
I would say Jey Uso wins it.
Oh my gosh. At the Elimination Chamber. Hold on. At 5 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know if I'll be up, bro, to be honest.
At 5 o'clock in the morning, if Triple H came out to you and say, Ever, you're gonna book the IC title, Gunther's match for the Elimination Chamber, who's going over? You're gonna look at Triple H and say, Gunther's gonna lose at Elimination Chamber. Jay's walking out the title at 5 o'clock in the morning, at a show that I'm not gonna wake up to.
But guess who's, well, guess why that goes though? He's gonna face Jimmy Uso for the IC title at WrestleMania.
Did you just think about that right now?
No, I actually thought about that.
All
No, because I said originally that match is gonna happen, but now that you say
right.
Booker six, I'm like, well, if Jay wins, he's technically he could main event night one or be co-main event for night one or two
I
for
will
the IC
say,
title.
I will open up. I feel like
Or Gunther
Jay and
or
Jimmy should
Gun.
open up
Yeah.
WrestleMania. But I do like that. But damn, that's crazy. I will give you
Wrestling's
a
crazy.
pass because you're gonna put the title on Jay, and then since Jay and Jimmy are gonna face each other, at least they're gonna have a title involved. So I'll give you that. But damn, dude, it's just crazy that you would bury Gunther that way after you gave him.
Barry,
You gave.
he
So what is he
lasted.
gonna do at WrestleMania?
He's gonna go for the I don't know, probably for the world title. The world
How?
title.
How?
Well, he's gonna. Well, you don't think it's gonna be Gunther, Drew McIntyre, and Seth Rollins? And then Gunther's gonna
No, I
carry the
don't think
match and
that.
no?
No, I don't think that. How
You
are
don't
you
think that's
gonna
gonna happen?
No, I don't think that.
Because I
I
think
think
it.
CM Punk's elbows will work.
Well, that's why I'm gonna say it's gonna be Gunther versus CM Seth Rollins is gonna be CM Punk versus Drew McIntyre. I mean, who knows nowadays? I mean,
Hey, it's
Gunther
not
might
who
lose.
knows these days.
Because Gunther might lose at a
I'm
Raw.
asking how you book it.
Yeah,
I'm
that's how
not
I book
saying,
it.
I'm saying, but that's what I'm trying to get at. That's what I'm attacking you about.
Know.
Triple H comes up to you and says, I need you to book Gunther's match for the Chamber. And you're going to tell Triple H this is how he's going to lose because you're going to have Jimmy and Jay for the, face each other for the title at WrestleMania. And Gunther, you're just gonna be like, you're just gonna be added to the world. So what if we do get CM Punk and Seth freaking Rollins? What are you gonna do with Gunther? You're gonna just be like, oh, Gunther, you're gonna be added to this match? Or are
Yeah,
you gonna
I
have
see
him
it
face somebody
actually.
else?
I'll add him to the match.
Damn, you're gonna
Come
piss
on.
off a lot of people.
Hey, man.
You just
When Gunther's gonna win anyways, imagine him pinning CM Punk for the
Damn,
title.
so you're gonna have Gunther win at the WrestleMania.
Yes.
Wow, you just.
Because I think CM Punk at some point is gonna be like, hey, I'm the veteran. I'll just take the like that eventually, like the. Like John Cena eventually is gonna be like, I'm gonna take the well, how he did with Solo. Like he took the fall. He didn't have to, but he did. It's like,
Right.
he's the next guard right here. This is the future right here. He deserves it. And I'll get my chance at whatever, the
He
next
already
show.
had his chances. He
Yeah.
had
So
so
if it
many
is, I
opportunities.
mean, who knows what happens from now on April? He might, I mean, CM Punk might come back, but I don't know. That's yeah, because the way yeah, now that you say it, I'm like, whoa. But actually Gunther was still main event. WrestleMania, night
Oh
one.
my gosh. Well, that was not the direction I thought you were gonna go. I thought I'm here like, okay. I don't even know what I thought. To be honest, you threw me off.
Well, you can't be predictable. That's why I don't like the dirt sheets because it feels like they tell you everything, and then when they go against the dirt sheets, I get excited. Like, ha! You guys were lied
Yeah,
to.
after CM Punk or after I gave up on the dirt sheets. It's just
I
like
never
if
even
I
pay attention to them. It's like.
because yeah, it is what it is. It's just like I'll hear it, but it's like, oh, okay. It's kind of what you said. Like, I don't believe it. I just be like, okay, we'll see what happens. And then
Yeah.
I get mad when it comes true because it's like, oh,
Those guys
damn.
ruin wrestling for
They
me.
ruined you just ruined it for me. So
Yeah.
it's like, oh, okay. That sucks. So, because it's like my reaction with Jordynne Grace when she showed up at the Royal Rumble, I didn't know that was gonna happen. I stayed
Oh
away
yeah.
from the internet that day. I was like,
Oh yeah, I didn't
I
try.
don't want to see anything. I don't want to hear anything.
Yep.
So, and Jordynne Grace, that was my reaction. And when I heard that song, I'm
You're
like,
like,
oh,
Jordynne
Jordynne
Grace?
Grace. And then I was like, but I thought it was like a joke. I was like, no, I wasn't
Like,
being serious.
who else has a
I don't
song?
know. That's why
Yeah,
I was
my
because I'm thinking somebody from NXT.
yeah.
Because I knew it wasn't anybody from the main roster. I thought it was somebody from NXT. And I'm like thinking, like, who the hell has the sirens? And then I see Jordynne Grace. I was like, oh my gosh, that was my real
No, because
reaction.
I saw your face. You're like, I heard you like Jordynne Grace, and you're like,
Yeah.
Jordynne Grace.
So now that's why I stay away from the dirt sheet. And because it gets to a point, it ruins wrestling. It
Oh
ruins
yeah. Oh yeah,
everything.
they've been
Because it's
wrestling
like
for
if it's difficult. For example, when we're talking about WrestleMania, it's we mentioned the dirt sheet where it's like we don't know if it's gonna happen because of this, because of that. And it's like, let's forget about that because it's like, let's focus on the story. Because if it doesn't happen, cool. We move on to the next story. And it's like, we can't rely on everything on the dirt sheet at this point. And also, if they're right, guess what? That's like the worst thing because they just ruin a good moment. They ruin your excitement. So that's why I try to, it's like, now it's like, all right, whatever. Plus, we're not re news reporters anyways.
Nah.
I'm
If it's
not.
like proven news, I'll be like, okay, it's been proven, but otherwise I'll be like, nah, I ain't messing with that. I'm not
Yeah,
gonna tell him.
I'm getting my information from news reporters when I'm not even getting the scoop. So it's like, why are we reporting news when I mean, we'll update our listeners here and there to be like, this is why it's going this way. But other than that, it's like, shit, I don't know half of the time why things are happening. Like this, for example, the CM Punk thing. I don't know what's going on with the dirt sheet, but what I do know, what I feel personally, I feel like it's a work. I think his elbows will work to write him off, to build up the story with Seth and CM Punk. Because imagine if Punk does feel better just in time for WrestleMania. Same thing with Seth Rollins. You know, then you have that build up together. Like, oh, we both got hurt, we both got healed together. But then there's a chance that CM Punk is truly hurt. Could miss out WrestleMania. And the question is, who is Seth going to face? Well, for me, I was going to have a number one contender for the Elimination Chamber. And it was going to have Drew McIntyre. It was going to have Finn Balor. Jey Uso. Who else am I missing? Jey Uso. Bronson Reed.
Oh.
I was gonna have Gunther, and gosh, who did I say? Finn Balor, Gunther,
Bronson Reed,
Bronson
Drew
Reed,
McIntyre,
Jay,
Jay.
and Sami Zayn.
Ooh, okay.
And number one contender winner faces Seth Rollins at WrestleMania, and I was gonna have Gunther.
Ooh.
And then that's when Seth Rollins is going to be like, oh, it's going to be champion for champion. And then Gunther's going to be like, well, why not? He's like, I don't think it's fair. Seth Rollins is going to be like, I don't think it's fair that if you beat me, you walk away with two titles. But if I win, I only walk away with one title. I don't think that's fair. So you put your title on the line, title for title. The match that I've been wanting forever, Gunther versus Seth freaking Rollins, title versus title. You repeated history last year by having a tag team match, main event WrestleMania. You're going to repeat history again by having Roman versus Cody Rhodes. Repeat history by having the IC title main event WrestleMania. Title versus title. You did that with Hogan and Ultimate Warrior. Do that with Gunther and Seth freaking Rollins. These two were the workhorse for Monday Night Raw. They both deserve to main event the champion as champion and to face each other. I don't care who wins. It could be Gunther or Seth freaking Rollins. Personally, I would say Gunther. And then I will have Damian come in and cash in
Oh,
and take the title away from Gunther.
God.
Boom, baby.
God damn.
And then at least that way Gunther still he has his moment, but at least that way he's still champion. I would say have Damian cash in on what's it called? On
Seth.
Seth, but the fact that Seth is going to have the title, I feel like it'll be better for Gunther because at least that way it saves Gunther because Gunther lost everything. You know what I mean? So Gunther lost winning the title and then he lost his longest reign title. So like he'll lose everything if it was Seth, and then Seth loses to Damian. So at least this way, it's like, oh, I won the world title, even though, yes, Damian cashed in on me, but I'm still IC champion.
Yeah.
You know, so that's how I would book it. But see, look at that. I booked him strong, and you just like, buried, and just like, you're gonna drop the title. And I'm putting you in the main event. I don't know how, but I'm gonna find a way. However, just tell me who do you want me to put the main event. I'll book them for you. Oh, jeez. All right. Well, appreciate everybody that tuned in and made it this far in this episode. Hit that like and subscribe. This part of the episode, we're gonna play some games. So. And I don't mean the games that ever plays with my heart. Ever rank these superstars without knowing who's next. Hold on, let me be professional this time. Ever rank these superstar without knowing who's next. Out of five. Logan Paul.
Five.
Five. CM Punk.
Two.
Ooh, two. Okay. Cody Rhodes. Take your
One.
time. Ooh, one for Cody Rhodes. Okay. Kevin Owens.
Four.
You have three and five left.
Oh. No, I said five was Logan Paul.
Oh, you said, I thought you said four.
No, I know.
So what, you have four and three left?
Yeah, three and four. So
Three
I
and
say
four.
four for Kevin
Four.
Owens.
So three is going to be Gunther. I personally feel Gunther should be number five since you booked them. Yeah,
No, I just, no,
I
I'll keep it that way. I mean, it's pretty much how they're kind of ranked right now, anyways. Like, yeah.
and if you want to look at it that way, I want to say Punk. You said Punk for number two. I want to put Punk number two. I would say Punk for number, I would put Punk in number four.
Okay.
I would, yeah. I'll agree with that. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll agree with in a way. Do,
Well, I
do.
got a game for you. So we
Oh.
both have a game. This or
Ooh.
that. WWE versus TNA. So they might have a partnership, allegedly.
They
All right.
do,
They
first of
do?
all. Yeah, in Denver.
Okay.
How are we gonna, what do you mean
Endeavor.
they, yeah, this
Endeavor.
it's the same thing. They're all connected.
Yeah,
They're all
right.
connected. Jordynne Grace was in the WWE Royal Rumble. How much proof do we need?
You know what I realized? Oh, there's no men in there. I wish, what if Moose was in there or like
That would
Eddie
be
Edwards?
awesome. That
But
was.
okay, let me get to the game.
Let's
This or
go.
that, WWE versus TNA.
Ooh.
Roman Reigns or Moose?
Wow. Roman
You
Reigns or Moose? So we're
gotta do
going.
that. You gotta do
You're
that every
going
time.
Moose. So we're going heavy hitter. Okay. Roman Reigns or Moose? Oh, Moose.
Okay. CM Punk or your boyfriend Eddie Edwards?
CM Punk or my boyfriend Eddie Edwards? Alrighty. Damn.
He's mad Eddie Edwards, so
Eddie Edwards. Yeah, Eddie
yeah.
Edwards. I don't know why I hesitate. It was because it's like, if we're gonna go based on like who do I want to hang out with? Then Eddie Edwards. If we're
Oh
gonna
yeah.
go base, who do I have more favorite matches of? Then CM Punk. But who do I think is a better wrestler? Eddie Edwards.
Okay. The next
So.
one, I don't know. This one's kind of like TNA versus TNA, but AJ Styles or Josh Alexander?
Well, AJ Styles, well, WWE, AJ Styles is current WWE. But damn, dude, that's a dream match. That's like, but I'm gonna go with Josh Alexander.
Okay.
Yeah.
Becky Lynch or Jordynne Grace? They were both in WWE. They were probably in the same ring, right? For a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. First of all,
That's actually
I hate
happened.
you. How dare you ask me that question? Like, that's just messed up. That's like asking me, do I like, I don't know. It's just, I don't even know how to compare it. It's like, it's just, you're asking me Jordynne Grace or Becky. That's just messed up. Gosh, Jordynne Grace. Okay. I'm gonna go with Jordynne Grace. That's that because you know, obviously the people watching, listening, they're gonna be thinking like, oh, because what's going on with Jordynne Grace lately? Ever, you know about my love for Jordynne Grace since back
Yeah.
in 19. So Jordynne Grace. And it's funny because that's my love for Becky started in 19 as well. So
Wow.
that's why it's a tough one. So yeah, but that's definitely a dream match of mine. So I'm gonna go with Jordynne Grace.
And the last one is Judgment Day or American Bullet Club?
Damn, too sweet. ABC, Chris Bay and Ace Austin or Ju now the
Ooh.
whole Judgment Day or Damian Priest and Finn
And
Balor.
Balor. Oh, Damien and Balor. Ooh.
ABC,
Yeah,
ABC,
all
ABC.
day.
Yeah, too sweet. Yeah,
Oh, nice.
yeah, yeah. Now, if you're going to consider the whole Judgment Day, then yeah, Judgment Day. But you're considering Finn Balor and Damian Priest, ABC, for sure.
Okay.
Nice. That was
Nice.
good. I wasn't a, you got me off guard with the TNA because we didn't mention TNA. Well, a little bit about Jordynne Grace, so you got me off guard about that. All righty. Well, I appreciate everybody that tuned in for this episode. So, Ever, take us home.
All right, listeners, before we go, please hit that like and subscribe. Also, hit that follow button on all the links below in the bio. And all right, that's it for this episode. I'm Ever, and that's Ian.
And we are out.
Bye, guys.
Do-do-do!